Yeah, so we are looking for the relationship between the internet use time and trusting government as well as compliance, policy compliance. And usually we assume that if you use more internet, you solve some useful information about government and policy, then must give more trust in government. What we found is contrary to that.
Let me just pause right there, because, Greg, part of the question you're looking at is, okay, we say there's a lot of talk about open government, a lot of talk about e-government. Part of the implication is, does this help? Do people trust their government more?
Well, you can look at the scenario. You know, these methods, e-government and e-participation, are largely top-down. And there's a quote in the paper by a professor by the name of Bukerts. So basically, people trust the direction. You know, when people like the direction the government is moving in, they trust the government more. So what this paper is talking about is the availability of the information, right? So the blogs and the internet make information much more available, right? So it allows people to see much more clearly whether or not they like the direction the government is moving in.
You guys mostly focus on South Korea, correct?
Yes, this is South Korea.
Talk a little bit, is there an example of something where there was almost this disconnect between where almost all the clutter on the internet, and it almost becomes more difficult for government to get its message across?
Right. Basically, people's patterns of use on the internet don't really vary much from their interests in everyday life. So conspiracy theorists tend to, you know, go to conspiracy sites and such. Now in Korea, the dynamic is very interesting. Because Korea is the most advanced country in the world in terms of IT. The blogging community is very, very diverse and very well developed here. So there's just so much out there. Now, whether or not this makes it more difficult for people to see government's message, I guess, yeah, you could say that. All of this, you know, basically trust is very subjective.
Yeah.
So all of this information out there is definitely influencing people's perceptions of government, right?
Professor, what are the implications that come out of this? Because there is so much time and effort being spent on reaching out online, reaching out through these e-government sites. And it seems a little bit like it's, is it a waste of time?
Yeah, so no, I would say the classical democracy model, which is top-down model, is one of the things that most scholars criticize. We want to make a democratize the political system. That's why we invested a lot for making e-government. But to the contrary, the more people use the internet, the less they trust the government, which means the participatory democracy model based on e-government does not work. It's a waste of money, a waste of time, right?
Greg, does this end up just being a waste of time? Is it something that, God knows, people spend a lot of time and energy and effort trying to make this work?
It depends on what the objectives are. So there can be no doubt. Korea has, as the paper mentions, the most developed e-government and e-participation in the world.
Yeah.
I believe substantial gains in productivity and efficiency. You know, you can do amazing things using government websites in Korea. So in terms of making citizens' life easier, e-government is effective in doing that. But in terms of rebuilding trust, what our paper found in Korea is that it's really not that effective.
Yeah.
So is it a waste of time? Yes and no. It depends on what the objective is.
Well, and part of what I was reading, reading between the lines, is most governments, at least the U.S. government, has mostly used this to reach out to citizens. And maybe the best use of it is within the government itself, to reach out to one another, to be able to share information, to be able to collaborate, to be able to come together, because you already have folks who ostensibly trust one another from the start.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's correct.
Yeah. But, and I just want to read one part of the, your report in your conclusion. It says, the more time Koreans spent on the internet, the lower their degree of trust in the government and the lower level of citizen compliance. Again, that, that seems to kind of fly in the face of what I think most people would predict.
Well, yeah, certainly. But then again, we trust the link between trust and compliance is very well established.
Yeah.
So if I trust my government more, you know, I'm more likely to comply with whatever they say. So if the government is moving in the direction I agree with, I might even, it's like the citizenship model of compliance, right? I'm more likely to, I might even make some personal sacrifices to comply with government regulations, as long as I trust my government.
Right.
Now, what happens with the internet, is that, as I mentioned before, it puts all this information out there. And a lot of that information, especially in Korea, is quite negative.
Yeah.
This negative information negatively affects trust in government. And when you have this lack or mistrust in government, this mistrust in government logically, decreases compliance levels.
Did this conclusion, I mean, as you were going through there and looking and collecting all this data and reviewing, did this surprise you at all?
We talk a little bit about the mad cow, protest
In
downtown Seoul. You know, being a foreigner here studying at Seoul National University and having Korean friends and a wife here, no.
Yeah.
No, it didn't surprise me.
I hope many people read it because I think it does cause you to look differently at how you roll out some of these tools that everyone's trying to use these days.
Well, you know, this has some very practical implications for any audience,
yeah.
Whether it be an American audience, a Korean audience, or a Chinese audience. There are certainly very practical implications given infodemics, right? China's battle with Google recently. There are all sorts of useful implications. But what's also very interesting with this paper is that much of what we found in Korea is actually, as you mentioned, very different from what you might expect.
And is it your sense that these are extrapolate the findings that you have from Korea to other countries, U.S. or other Great Britain, Australia, which have really put a lot of effort into these?
You know, that's a difficult question to answer. In some respects, certainly. Sorry?
Yeah, you can. This can be the subject of your next paper.
Yeah. Yeah, but certainly, you know, in some respects, yes, it's very applicable to question whether or not this top-down approach to stimulating participation is useful in, you know, building bonds with the governed, right? So that definitely is, you know, a non-cultural aspect to consider. Now, whether or not the entire paper is useful for a Western audience, that's questionable.
Yeah.
But there are certainly some distinct elements of this paper which are very relevant for any audience that's interested in increasing e-government initiatives.